Okay, this is Jay Schaff. We're doing an update with Heather Gorman following the interview from the other day. Her husband, Chris, has not reported for duty and officially observed the Sabbath starting at midnight. And I'm just going to let Heather kind of say what happened and kind of how it happened.
Well, Chris called me Sunday afternoon and informed me that at 6 p.m. The Sunday evening, they came looking for him, and Sergeant Reynolds told him that he needed to go to the office with him, and Chris told him that he wasn't working, and the sergeant said, well, you need to come back with me now. So Chris was like, okay, and at the time Chris was reading his Bible, he went with the sergeant to the office. The sergeant said, sit out here. Chris sat there for 20 minutes. They called him in. The first sergeant asked what was going on, and when Chris started talking, he told Chris to shut up, and he didn't want to hear about it, said he knew what he was going to say. Told Chris to go back out of the office. I guess Chris sat up there roughly, I guess, an hour. Another sergeant called him in, gave a counseling statement saying he was being charged with dereliction of duty, and also was being recommended for UCMJ for Article 15. And Chris was like, okay. And the sergeant at that time proceeded to say that that me and our children would not be happy about that because Chris will lose rank and pay. And Chris was like, well, no, that's not how my wife and children are, that they aren't going to be mad about this and this isn't about the money. And when Chris was told to make his comments on the counseling statement, he proceeded to tell them scriptures of why Sabbath was important, and their whole demeanor changed, and they became very angry and told them to shut up, and they didn't want to hear about it. And it had nothing to do with the CO packet or anything. And Chris proceeded to say, well, I wasn't bringing up my CO packet. You're right, it has nothing to do with that. I'm not bringing that up. And then they said, you know, you need to go back to work. And he said, no, I'm not going to work until midnight. And then they had him sit outside, and he ended up sitting outside the office till about 11:30. And the first sergeant walked right by him. It was dark. Didn't even see him. And yelled at somebody to find out where my husband was. And Chris said, I'm right here. Assuming that he had just taken off. And at midnight, Chris grabbed the radio and went to work like he did every other time, which had never been a problem. And I feel, and I think Chris feels the same way, that because he has a CO packet sitting at the Pentagon now, our understanding is that if he gets charged with an Article 15, that the CO packet will be denied. So our feeling is that they're doing this on purpose because in recognizing the Sabbath day has not been a problem or an issue for the last 3 months.
Yeah, he has been doing this the whole time he's been over there, is that correct?
Correct.
And they have watched him observe the Sabbath day from midnight to midnight on numerous occasions without any comment whatsoever, correct?
Correct.
Now, the sergeant that was supposed to be going on leave, was he still there actually doing his duty that day?
He came in at his regular time. He covered for Chris at midnight Saturday, like they always did. But come 6 o'clock, he couldn't do it because his flight was supposed to be leaving. And Chris had informed Sergeant Reynolds, the gentleman that came and took Chris to the office, and everybody else, I'm not coming into work. And Chris, you all don't know him, but Chris is a hard worker. He does his job. He doesn't break the law. And he does his job well. I mean, he's got numerous compliments from the people that he works with that he's one of the only people that does his job. And yet he's being treated this way because he wants to recognize the Sabbath. And on top of that, within 24 hours, they changed his schedule again from 6 to 6 to 6 to 8, so they added 2 extra hours. And this is probably the 5th or 6th schedule change in the last month.
So he'll be standing 14-hour duty at a time now.
Correct.
Now, basically, his conscientious objector packet is based upon religious purposes, and it's been recognized so far that it has been put in under that status. Is that correct?
Yep.
So his observing the Sabbath would go hand in hand with that, and actually, as far as I know, and I'm not sure on this, I will check the codes. I want to make a comment for everybody listening out there. I think this is religious persecution, not just a excuse to deny the consciousness objector packet, but based upon the background of this, I would say that this is beyond, you know, this is illegal by anything in the U.S., and it should be illegal in my mind, and I'm going to really check on this, and I'm asking everybody out there listening, please, this is religious persecution. The military starting this on a soldier who has already been denied legal rights. He has put in the right to leave the military on religious purposes against war and against all war and all conflicts. This is not just somebody shirking their duty. He's doing his duty in the face of all this and being incredibly persecuted. I'm editorializing here because I'm sorry. I'm very upset that this would happen to someone of faith and with the conviction to still stand there and do his duty on top of it all. He could sit back and make him Article 15 and before this, I'm sure, but I'm gonna cease right there before I get a little vitriolic, but if you can hear it in my voice, I'm quite, you know, this is not the only incident I know of, and this is happening to soldiers who are not on CO status. They are just normally serving their duty, and I've heard this about the Sabbath day for several, because supposedly this is going to be out in some letters. It sets a background that they could go CO after that, and this is getting kind of ridiculous with the military. And now, Heather, when he was at Fort Hood, was he pretty much very open about his religion before he went?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, even before they sent him overseas, he was very upfront. And the thing with Chris is that he's not lying to anybody. He's been very upfront on his beliefs. He's told them, and they sent him out there anyways. I mean, this is even after they said they weren't going to send him out. They knew his stance. They knew that, I mean, we went to church Sundays and Wednesdays, and, you know, at least give them Sundays, the Sabbath day. I mean, that's important to us and our faith. And, yeah, they were fully aware. I mean, Chris has not hidden any of this from them, and he even told the NCO that left for leave. He said, I don't know what they're going to do, but they know I'm not coming in. Sabbath. I've been doing this for months. It's not been an issue. So, I don't know. I'm frustrated. I'm sick of it.
Well, I was releasing this interview tomorrow morning. Well, today is technically Monday. It's early in the morning. And now this is affecting you and, you know, with your sleep the whole couple last months. You've been having a lot of problems with just getting a normal sleep schedule, is that correct?
Yeah, I get about 2 to 4 hours of sleep a night. I mean, I've got 3 kids, and I, you know, I have a lot of things I have to take care of, but then, you know, when they go to sleep, I don't like them seeing my frustration, so that's when I usually are typing letters to Congress or speaking with you or getting letters sent off for Chris or forwarding copies of the counseling statements to, I'm doing whatever I can because this is insane. I'm just beyond sick of it. I'm beyond sick of it. This is uncalled for. Nobody should have to go through this. Nobody.
Yeah, and the whole point is, you know, this is an American soldier who has been, you know, in the face of being opposed to, and this is probably his biggest belief is killing in combat. He has been there and done it before once. This is his second time. And, you know, he's there. He's doing it. He's not, you know, he's not been allowed to stay back here by law. He should have been or stayed in Kuwait. You've heard the first interview. We've gone through this, but I just can't stress it enough. This is what Thought Bomb Radio is all about. We have to get this out there to you guys and make it explode. I'll put it like this. There used to be a packet bomb they dropped in Iraq during the first couple weeks of the war that would hit the ground and explode and shoot thousands and thousands of sheets of propaganda, which I'm going to attach some of that to this interview, just so you can see it. That's what a thought bomb was. That's a military term that we kind of thought would be real good. And it is something you got to think about. It's got to be, I'm asking everybody out there, pass this on. Put this in as many people. This is not a issue of Democrat, Republican, anything else. Now, this has become a personal issue that I can't ignore, and I'm asking you, this is not something you should ignore, because for Chris Gorman, there's 20 or 30 other soldiers, though, they're suffering the same thing. And most of them have never filed a CO status, ever asked. This is not about that. It's about general overall harassment, and as I see it, the military is breaking down right now, and this is the result. You know, there's new captains over there with soldiers that have been there before that have never led in combat, never had any experience, and they are, some of them, there's letters coming out decrying what's going on right now. And we're going to take a little quick break, and I'm going to finish up with this as we come back.